Brothers and sisters, good morning. Today is Wednesday of the ninth week in ordinary time. Today's gospel reading is taken from Mark chapter 12, verses 18 to 27. He is not God of the dead, but of the living. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Some Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife and no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died, leaving no descendants. So the second brother married her and died, leaving no descendants, and the third likewise. And the seven left no descendants. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? For all seven have been married to her." Jesus said to them, "Are you not misled, because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God told him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living.' So you are greatly misled." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, in our resurrected life, our bodies are going to be in a spiritual form. When we rise from the dead, there will be no marrying and no one will be given away in marriage. But we are like angels in heaven. We must take into consideration that the Sadducees, they are pagans and they do not believe in the resurrection. In fact, they believe in having a God for everything. In verse 26 to 27, Jesus explained to them that he is the God of the living and not of the dead. Because on the day of resurrection, Jesus will only raise those who died with him. My dear brothers and sisters, we also need to understand that Jesus, when he said that, he also is telling us, making a statement to us, saying, we have to do what we need to do in order to get ourselves right with him. Our Lord walked this earth. He left the footprints. He left this form. He left the blueprints for us to follow. We today must follow the steps that Jesus did when he walked the face of the earth. If we do as our Lord did for us when he was there, we will have no need to worry, no need to panic, because he will only raise those who have died with him. That is why he said he's the God of the living and not of the dead. Amen.